Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're going to take a break from Open Line here for a few minutes. And as promised, in studio with me this morning is Dr. Craig Correll, the superintendent of USD 445. And of course, I do believe this is the first day of school for 7th and 9th graders. Am I right there, Dr. Correll?
You are correct. 7th and 9th graders are in school. Everything's going smoothly right now. And our kindergartners, those parents are having the opportunity to meet their teacher starting at 10 a.m. today.
Okay, so starting about an hour in, and it'll be done by appointment, correct?
That was
set up by appointment.
Yes, so we've originally said we weren't allowing visitors in the building this year, but we knew that kindergarten parents are going to want to come in and see the classroom, walk their child in, meet the teacher. So
they know where they're going,
that.
You know?
Yeah, we're going to do that from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. this evening.
And it's a little bit different from being in kindergarten than it is going to 7th or 9th grade, but I kind of like the way you guys do this, where it kind of gives the 7th and 9th graders a chance to kind of fill out the school without everybody else in there before everybody returns tomorrow, because that tomorrow's the first full day for everybody, correct?
Everyone, yes, that's correct.
All right, so again, that is starting up, but let's go ahead and first talk about, you guys do have a meeting tonight, and it has to do with the budget, correct?
We do. Tonight's the budget hearing, so we do this every year toward the end of August to set that budget for the coming school year.
Okay, so again, and is that one of those meetings, that is it open to the public, that people would like to come in and listen?
Yes, all of our meetings are open to the public, and it's 6:15 Ellis at 5 p.m. is where we'll be.
Okay. And be able to talk about that. Now, there is a few things that have been going on, and which you've been saying, and I've looked at your Facebook page and, you know, made sure that there's been kind of some misinformation going on around, you know, ads that have been put out, and that there's talk about, you know, expansion, that there's a gym being built, but they're saying that it's only a gym being built, and that's not true. Is that correct?
That is correct. The ads really imply that we're building a new gym and, you know, really questioning the need for that gym. And I will say, we know we need a gym. We have two full-size gyms in our school district, so there is a need. But that purpose of that gym will be for the daily physical education for the Roosevelt Middle School students on a daily basis. But there's really so much more in our facilities upgrade plans than just, you know, a physical education center and a gym there to use in the evenings. We're looking at our safe and secure entrances, like we had talked about before. Mm-hmm. So that is included. We've also included upgrades to mechanical, electrical, and plumbing in all of the areas that we're touching. And we also have a parking lot at the high school for additional parking there. So a lot more really going into this than just a gymnasium.
And also you're like updating handicap entrances as well, correct? That's one of the things also as well, because obviously that's got to be compliant.
Yes, and really even above that, we are installing an elevator that will take you to the mezzanine area in our main gym. And we've heard for years some of our patrons who aren't as mobile as others, mm-hmm, that can't access the upper floors, and that's where you have the best view of a volleyball game or a, you know, a basketball game. And so putting that elevator in is really going to be handy for the whole entire community.
I've always been that kind of guy where it's like I prefer to sit up higher because you can kind of see everything happening. I mean, it's cool to be closer right down there on the floor, but sometimes it gets a little jumbled.
Sure,
we can't see what's going on.
It's hard to really take in the whole game when you're down on the court.
Exactly.
Side. So we've heard from a lot of our patrons, you know, for the 13 years that I've been here in Coffeyville, that they'd like to have better access to that mezzanine. So we're able to do that.
And then, of course, you know, like I said, there's more than the new gym, but is the new gym going to be the new competition gym where varsity athletics will be playing at? Or
no, varsity or athletics just would say in our main, okay, we have a beautiful facility in, mm-hmm, our main gymnasium, so it would just be secondary.
Okay, so kind of like a backup gym, basically.
You could play some of your JV games, freshman games, okay, things like that there.
But and like you said, you are adding an elevator to the existing gym, though, correct?
To the existing gym to get to the mezzanine, yes.
And is there a time table on that, when that will be put out?
I don't have the timeline. We haven't gotten to that detailed yet. Obviously, there are some factors that can be done sooner than others, mm-hmm, depending on how much that impedes the daily, you know, education of the students.
And I know some people are a little nervous about maybe their rates going up, and you were talking about some things that could have gone up by 3 mil, but it's not. It's only going to be 1 mil, which, again, it says in the Facebook post, I mean, that's less than $12 a year, and that's on a house that's $100,000. So anybody under $100,000 it's going to be less than $1 a month, pretty much, correct?
That is correct. And with the additional mill rate, what we're looking at, we had two bond issues that both failed. The first one was fairly close. The second one we lost by a little bit more. And what our community told us again and again wasn't that we didn't need these upgrades. It was that they didn't want to pay as much on their taxes, and they didn't want to take it out as long. So originally we were looking at $25 million worth of upgrades over 25 years, and they had asked about doing more of a phased-in project. So that's what we've done. We've kept this at about $4 million, and it'll be paid off in less than in 10 years or less. And that was very intentional for us to listen to the community and say, we'll do this and live within our own means. And so rather than doing a bond issue, we've looked at a lease purchase. And essentially what that breaks down to, it's kind of like another mortgage on your home. So there'll be a payment that we'd make every month. So, we factored that in, and we knew with $4 million, that would cost us about $3 million to make that payment every year.
Right.
Well, rather than give our community a $3 million increase, we made reductions in other areas of our budget, so we're only increasing, it's a little bit less than a mil. I believe it was 0.994 of an increase, so right at a mil, rather than the three, just to make that more palatable in our community.
Absolutely, and I think people will appreciate that. But again, like you're saying, that's less than a dollar a month. That's less than getting a drink somewhere, that costs more than a dollar. And yeah, I mean, that goes to the kids' futures here in Coffeyville, and makes it better for those kids. And again, it's less than a dollar a month.
Yeah, it really is. I think we're getting a lot for our money in this plan. And again, we listen to the community, and we'll do this, and then we'll look down the road, and in 10 years, we'll be looking at what do we need for phase two, and some of those pieces may change in 10 years, or they may be what we've identified now, but in 10 years, we can make that decision again on what to do with that next phase. And talking about mill rates for school districts, we had a company do an analysis for us of all the school districts in the Southeast Kansas region, and we actually have the lowest mill rate of any school district in Southeast Kansas. So wow, that's something to be proud of, too. If you look back, and you referenced the Facebook article, we have some breakdowns there. When I first came in 2008, and that's where we started the breakdowns here, we'll be at the same mill levy this coming year as we were in 2008 when I came.
Oh, wow.
And I think that says a lot. Not only for our business manager and the work we've done, but our Board of Education for really insisting that we keep that mill rate steady and we don't do a lot of wild fluctuations, within that mill rate. Well,
which could frustrate people where it's like all of a sudden it's real high, then all of a sudden it's way low.
Yes.
And people are just kind of confused about how much they're actually having to pay because if you keep it pretty much the same, and it sounds like you guys have done that for the past 12 years, that people can kind of expect that and kind of budget that into their own personal budget.
That's exactly right. No one likes a big surprise at tax time, and, right, and I'm one of them. I love the services we get, but you write that check every year, and you think, oh, man, this is going up again.
So right.
I certainly understand that I'm also a taxpayer.
Exactly. So, but you guys are doing a great job over there. Again, that budget meeting tonight at 5 o'clock at 6:15. Ellis, and today is kind of the first day of school again for 7th and 9th graders, so that way they can kind of get the lay of the land. And have you heard this morning how things have gone so far this morning at both schools with the I know you guys are doing temperature checks and also some kids are doing distance learning, and also you guys kind of, I guess, the way you're going in the halls, you kind of have, I guess, arrows going in each
kind of
direction.
One-way traffic,
yes. Right, that
yep.
way where kids aren't, congregating and no lockers being used.
Right, yes. Everything's going great, so far today. We did offer the remote learning piece this year, so we're still working on all of those pieces. We have some students that started on the remote learning today. I've already seen some questions come through from some of those students. So, we're going to do the best we can out there with the situation that we have. We've got some rock star teachers that are really doing an excellent job for us.
Absolutely. And again, everybody doing a great job over there at Coffeyville Public Schools. Well, Dr. Correll, I appreciate you coming in today and kind of clearing up what has been said, against some ads that have been maybe half truths and able to kind of clear that up for us today. Just let people know that your mill rate, it's going up less than one. It's one less than a dollar a month. It's not going to be too, it's not bad at all. Let's be honest.
No, it really isn't. Even with that increase, when you look at the entire Southeast Kansas region, we'll still be the next to the bottom on that list of school districts if if that number two slot doesn't raise theirs a little. If they raise theirs any at all, we'll still be the lowest in Southeast Kansas. And that is something to definitely be proud of that we've done and still provide for the needs of our students.
Absolutely. And you, like I said, you guys are doing a great job over there. But Dr. Correll, thank you so much for coming in today. I really do appreciate spending a bit of your day with us today.
Hey, I always enjoy coming in. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Correll. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will restart Open Line. We'll take your calls if you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or weigh in on today's Nichols Hitching Pulse Poll question of the day. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this beautiful Monday morning.